Ski, may I help you?
Hey, is Scott available?
Speaking.
Hey, Scott, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, how about yourself, Sam?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. Did you have a couple minutes to talk?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we, got your web registration last week. Looks like you wanted to get some information on the working capital programs. Just thought I'd touch base, go over a few things with you.
Okay.
Now, a couple quick questions for you, just some basic stuff to confirm, what we have on file. What's the name of the business that you're with?
It is Event Solutions Partner, LLC.
Okay, LLC. All right. Are you the 100% owner over there?
Yes.
Okay, nice. All right. And then the address that we have for you guys is 302 Main Street in Beech Grove. Is that correct?
No, we moved to a different warehouse about 8 months ago. It is actually 5201
Okay.
Park Emerson Drive.
Okay.
And that's Suite A.
Okay.
And that's Indianapolis, Indiana.
All right. Did you say Indianapolis?
Yep,
Okay.
Indianapolis, yep.
Okay. All right. Okay. Perfect. All right. And then the email address that I have on file for you is S Steinbrook at Event Solutions Partner.
Correct, yes.
.com. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And how long have you guys been in business over there?
Over 8 years.
8 years. All right. All right. So yeah, we have a lot of different programs. I guess it kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me, a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Basically, I don't know if you guys do the monthly payment. Do you guys do monthly or biweekly or weekly or?
We have, we do daily, weekly, or monthly. Kind of depends on which program you qualify for.
Okay, because I'm looking for about anywhere from 150,000 to 200,000.
Okay. All right. And what was that going to be used for?
Mostly, it's going to be used for marketing
Oh, all right.
and buying some new machinery. We're in a full-service exhibit house, so we build trade shows, exhibits for trade shows throughout the United States.
Oh, all right. I see. Yeah, I was wondering if you were like, an event space where you hosted it or.
No. So basically, we build exhibits for trade shows and transport them all over the United States for different trade shows.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, that's kind of cool. All right. So yeah, it's mainly going to go marketing and what type of machinery are you looking at?
We're just looking at some new. I'm looking for a CNC machine, and we just don't want to deplete our savings to buy one. That's the reason why we're looking for money to buy one.
Okay. All right. Do you know how much that CNC costs?
Normally, it's about a hundred. They're about $100,000.
100,000. Were you looking to get it new or used?
Probably new. I don't. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Nice. Okay, and then okay, so that's about 100,000 on the CNC. So you're looking anywhere between 50 and 100 for the marketing.
Yep.
Okay, is that new marketing? Is it a new marketing campaign
It's
that you're
just,
doing?
yeah, it's just new marketing for the year. The magazine, a lot of the exhibit trade shows that market are in these fancy magazines and stuff like that, so they're kind of salty, so, but you have to pay to play.
Yeah. No, I gotcha. I gotcha. All right. Now, how soon were you looking to kind of get the funds in place?
Like as soon as possible.
Okay. I gotcha. All right. And then, as far as I guess we'll break it down one by one. For the marketing, do you have an idea on what type of return you see on that?
Oh, a high return. We do a lot of, like I said, plus we're going to want to hire about four more ladies to work here in our call center to be able to, basically we target different shows besides the magazine. So basically we have ladies, we got two girls now. We're going to hire another four to sit in here. And basically we pull all these different shows and basically we'll have them concentrate on one show at a time. And
Okay.
it's a very high return. So, which makes it nice.
Oh, good. So yeah, when you hit on something, it's a
Yeah,
nice one.
and you have anywhere from a $10,000 exhibit to $80,000 exhibit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And you said you focus on maybe one trade at a time. Do you have
Yeah,
anything
like one
in
show. So basically, we'll pull all the shows throughout the United States, and basically, we'll sit there and focus on 10 or 20 of them. We
Yeah.
know they're going to be spending their money. It's just who they're going to spend their money with.
Exactly.
So basically, we're not trying to sell a TV to someone that's not in the market to buy a TV.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, all right. And then for the CNC, what type of return do you expect to see with that?
Oh, good. It's going to save us probably save us a couple $100,000 a year just on man hours. So
Oh,
basically,
okay.
right now everything's cut on table saws and stuff like that, which are nice.
Oh.
But the CNC machines, you just sit there and put a piece of plywood on it and put it in a program, and it cuts it by itself.
Yeah, well, that definitely makes sense. I mean,
Yeah.
maybe a little more consistent with that too.
Right.
Okay, all right. Okay, so now I got an idea of what you're looking for. Let me just ask you a couple quick, questions. See where you're gonna fit in here. What do you guys do for gross annual sales?
Last year, I think we were like $1,055,000, and this year, probably average month is anywhere between 80 to 110,000.
Oh, okay. All right. And then how would you rate your personal credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I'm not for sure. Probably from I got a divorce a few years ago, so and she didn't pay a few things, but I think it went down to like right there, 700.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, I think that's what it was when I bought a new truck probably about 6 months ago.
Okay, 700. Yeah, I mean, it should keep you pretty open to what we have available for you. As far as the capital goes, have you done a working capital loan before?
A long time ago when I first started out, but it was only like for $42,000 that we paid off.
Okay. Well, yeah,
It was
just to
from
give you
some
an.
com it was some company in New York.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, just to give you a little idea, for the working capital, it's primarily based on sales. So, having a 700 credit is going to help. It's going to come into play a little, but we mainly base it off of sales. Typically, we're able to free up, 10 to 15% of that top line revenue. If looks like you're trending, a little higher than last year, so we'll be in that ballpark of that 150 to 200 of what's available. Okay, now, who do you normally bank with?
We normally Huntington National Bank.
Oh, Huntington. Okay, all right. And have you gone to them to look for funding?
They've been trying to get me to come over there to get a line of credit. I just haven't yet. Just the fact that sometimes the banks just want 20 years of this and 20 years of
Yeah,
that. So
I know it. I hear that all day, every day. All
yeah,
day,
so.
every day. Okay. Yeah, our process is going to be a whole lot different, a whole lot easier. What I'll do is I'll shoot you an email right now with the application. It's just one page.
Okay.
From there, we'll just need 6 months of your most recent bank statements and then the most recent tax return that you have.
Okay.
Do you have 2015 done already, or are we still
No, no,
sticking
no,
with
no. They're actually
2014?
we got an extension. Yeah,
Okay.
I'm supposed to be giving her that in the next few weeks. So, but I have the 2014.
No problem, no problem. Yeah, 2014 will work. Now, I'm going to give you a little game plan of what I see, based off just the initial info I have here. If you're looking for, the CNC machine, do you have a specific vendor in place already?
We're paying people that we get all of our other machines, our fan sanders and all that
Oh,
stuff.
good.
Yeah, so yeah.
Good. Okay. All right. So, I want to. To fit you into the best programs, it might be best to split this up to do the CNC machine as a kind of traditional equipment financing deal. That would be kind of like a 2 to 5 year term,
Okay.
monthly payments on that. That way, we can free up the capital and not kind of like bite into that 10 to 15% that I told you about.
Right.
The CNC wouldn't take away from what's available off that top line if we can
Okay.
split it up. Now, saying that, also qualifying for the equipment financing is a little tougher than the working capital. The credit does come into play a little more, but at the 700, I think we're still going to be in play. So what I'm going to do is I'll prioritize it. We'll shoot for that first, try to separate it, go with the CNC on the long-term financing, and then free up the capital. The capital is usually on probably anywhere from 3 months to 2 years. Did you have an idea of how long of a term you wanted to go on the capital?
Not really. I mean, you know, longer the better. So.
Okay. Yeah. Because you know, sometimes a lot of the times with the capital, like if you're able to turn it over and get, you know, make your money back quickly, it doesn't make sense
right.
to spread it out and pay more interest. To
right. Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. So okay. So if we're looking at, we want to do it as long as possible. I think it'd be best to split it up. Do the CNC through the equipment financing, then go for the working capital. We'll get you qualified for the largest amount.
Okay.
You know, if say we are able to split it up, get you qualified for 200,000. You don't have to take the full 200. You can take the 50 to 100, and
okay.
go from there.
Okay.
So yeah, just you know, map it out for you, give an idea of what we're looking at. We'll go ahead. I'll send you the application. You get the bank statements and tax return back to me, and we'll be able to give you an answer on, you know, what we qualify for in
okay.
usually 24 to 48 hours, and we can kind of go from there and see what makes the most sense for you.
All right, perfect.
Okay, so I'll send it over to the email address that I have here. Does it sound like that's all stuff that you have pretty handy?
I got a meeting downtown, but I can tell you, you're on the West Coast time.
Yes, I am.
So I'll have that. I have all the information to you by the time you get in your desk in the morning.
Okay, sounds good.
Yep.
I'll shoot it out to you now. If you have any questions in the email, you'll have my contact information. Feel free
okay.
to give me a call or shoot an email.
All right, perfect.
All right, thanks a lot, Scott.
All right, thank you. All right, thanks.